My guest here on Classical WMUK this morning is the Vice President for the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival Association, Lou Ann Schaefer. The Kalamazoo Scottish Festival is new this weekend, starting in Kindleberger Park at 9 a.m. Lou Ann, I'm sure you're excited about it. Thanks for talking to me here on Classical WMUK.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Last year was a dark year, no festival, but things have changed even more than that. This is a brand new situation, a brand new venue for the festival. Tell us about the thinking behind that.
So we've been holding the festival, this is the 29th year.
Wow.
Well, technically 27th, because for 2 years we have not had a festival. 2018 was our last festival year. And we decided, we made the decision as a board, because it's very time-consuming and expensive to host a festival. And we made the decision to take a year off and kind of regroup and rebuild our board. We had several board members that retired. And we really wanted to rethink the festival. So we took that year off and we started working to plan for 2020. And then we were all well down the path, and then COVID hit. So we have had 2 years with no festival. So we took the time to really think about the venue that we were holding it at. And, you know, we've held it at Flesher Field for a number of years, but just really made the connection with the folks at Parchment. And they had a great opportunity. The park itself was a little more open and had more space for us to grow. And we're trying to look long term at how big our festival, you know, where do we want to take this festival? And so where we had been holding it was a little bit too small to allow us to continue to grow, but Kindleberger Park gives us lots of options for future growth.
Yeah, Kindleberger Park is a very popular site for things like music theater in the summer. They have a beautiful sound stage. It's a great site. Everyone mentions it for sledding in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, it has a lot of great natural features going for it already.
Yep.
And I'm sure you're putting those to use. The festival opens at 9 a.m. Saturday. What is the admission fee?
There is no admission fee to get into the festival. Kindleberger is a city park, so we are not charging admission into the festival itself. We will have, most of our funding is coming from our athletes and our clans and our vendors and sponsors that are helping us put the festival on. So it is free and open to the community. The only charge we're going to have is later in the day. We're having a separate event called a Kaylee, and that is a ticketed event. But for the festival itself, it's a family-friendly event. We encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the day. It looks like the weather's going to be great.
I'm looking at the schedule here at KalamazooScottishFest.org, and it's a big combination of learning opportunities, music, and sports. I'm kind of interested in the sports side. I understand that, you know, some of these may sound funny to the modern ear, but they have been around for so long.
Yes. Actually, the heavy athletics, the first historical reference to these types of events that have become the Highland Games in Scotland was all the way back in like 1031 under King Malcolm III. And he basically had summoned men to race up this Craig Clinic, which is near Braemar, to find the fastest runner in Scotland to be his royal messenger. And the games were also thought to have originally evolved from, you know, finding the strongest and bravest soldiers in Scotland. So those traditions and cultures have been spread all over the world as people from Scotland moved around. And so that's what we're celebrating this year at the festival. I mean, it's all about the culture. So you've got the heavy athletics, which includes things like the caber toss and the Scottish hammer throw and weight over bar and sheaf toss. And there are over 200 of these games across the U.S. and Canada. And the first games in the U.S. were in 1836, so we're not that old. But we have a great lineup for the heavy athletics piece. And the athletes that participate in our heavy athletics, these are people that are ranked. They have classes that they compete in. And they are working towards national points that allow them to get to different levels in the heavy athletics. So the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival is one of those recognized games where these athletes can earn their points.
I had no idea there was a real network here of athletes who would travel to compete. Is that correct?
Yes. Kate, who's our athletic director, she also competes, and she was supposed to be in Ireland this year for the Masters. Well, last year, I guess, for the Masters. So hopefully all of that will open back up and these athletes will have their chances to do much broader games than just nearby them. But it's a very close-knit family. They know each other. They compete and help each other and train. And yeah, it's pretty exciting and a lot of fun.
What are some of the Olympic sports that we would know that have a parallel to the...
The Braemar stone, which is very much like a shot put, but they're holding a stone and pushing it like you would in a shot put. The Scottish hammer throw is very similar to what you would see in an Olympic sport. So you'll recognize quite a bit of the activities that are happening at this festival. And some of the other festivals, they have more additional track and field type of events, but you'll see several.
Okay. The caber toss, though, that is pretty rare.
The caber toss is probably the most watched and most interesting, because you've got both men and women, so we have a lot of women athletes as well, are lifting a very large telephone pole from the ground up onto their shoulder, and then they run with it and toss it, and it goes end over end, and then the position, they don't all go end over end, but you need to get it end over end, and then the position that it lands in, depending on the angle that it is turned, drives the point value of that thought. So it's pretty, I can barely even lift one end of those telephone poles.
I can't imagine. And a successful toss.
And these people are doing it in a kilt. So just so you know, I mean, they're out there, true traditions, and they're out there wearing their kilts and their plaids with pride and tossing these things all around. It's pretty amazing.
This is all listed at the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival website, kalamazooscottishfest.org. And I'm talking to the Vice President, Lou Ann Schaefer, about Saturday's festival, which starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday and continues through about 4 o'clock. There will be an awards closing ceremony after all of these sports have been competed.
That's correct. Yeah, the athletes will be awarded various awards for how they competed throughout the day. And it's kind of the culmination of the whole day, because there's different activities happening all day long with pipers and Celtic music and dancers and Scottish clans. And then, while all of those things are going on, the athletes are competing. So you don't have to sit and just watch the athletes all day, although that's really exciting. But we've got plenty of other things to stroll around and participate in. We have kids games, which are always appreciated by the parents. They can take their kids over there and let them run like crazy and play around. So it's just a really fun day. And then, yes, at 3:30, the games will wind down and then we have our closing ceremony.
When I visited the Scottish Festival in the past, there are something called clan tents, and which traces their family lineage way, way, way back. But the special thing about it is they often have a special tartan associated with the family name. Would you talk a little bit more about tartans and who can wear them and
the rules themselves really aren't very strict. Kind of a misnomer out there that clans have had tartan for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Basically, where these came from is that it was woolen cloth, and the people in various regions would use whatever was local to their community to dye the wool. So different berries or plants or whatever. And that's really where the tartan concept came from, because it was specific to various regions and the materials that grew naturally around them. But over the years, it has kind of morphed into the clans having developed, the clan families having developed their specific tartans. And those tartans are very well protected in terms of the design. They have to be registered in Scotland to be recognized as, like, I'm a member of Clan Donald. I have a tartan that goes, that I wear. But there's modern, there's hunting, there's various versions, there's different septs of the MacDonald family, different areas that have a little bit different registered tartans as well. But it's very colorful, and everybody definitely wears their clan tartans with pride.
This makes me want to ask about vendors and what they might be, what the wares they might be selling on Saturday.
Yeah, we are, well, first of all, we're going to have our merchandise tent, so some Kalamazoo Scottish Festival paraphernalia, so T-shirts and some shot glasses and rocks glasses that have our logo on it. We also have some Scottish items that we'll be selling in our merchandise tent. We've got a great vendor called Timber Beast Bowls that's going to be there again this year, and they do a lot of wood carvings from and make these beautiful wooden bowls. And they happen to be the same people that provide cavers for us as well. They own a forest up in the northern part of the state. And so that's really exciting. This year, also new to our festival, is a tea shop that's actually over in Southwest Michigan, and they're going to set up a tea party to go. So we're not going to do a formal high tea, but high teas and afternoon teas are very popular over in the UK, particularly in Scotland. So the tea shop is going to have some little kits that people can come over and purchase and have scones and Scottish goodies and some proper tea. So I think it's going to be a fun day with that as well.
Well, we've talked about a lot of aspects of the Kalamazoo Scottish Festival, which is Saturday at 9 o'clock. We talked about sports and some of the history, the vendors, the tartans. You've mentioned music and dance. Is there anything else that we might have forgotten to remind our listeners about?
I mean, other than the kids' games, which have a very specific area in the park, and the kids are going to be able to make their own targes, and we have a catapult, and so they get to participate in some little mini Scottish Highland games of their own, and so that'll be a lot of fun for families to bring their kids over.
Well, Lou Ann, I'm sure it's just going to be so special to have the festival come back this year, and I hope it goes really well for you and that you get started planning on 2022 right away.
Absolutely. I do have one last plug, and that's our Kaylee that's happening after the festival. We are doing that with the Fountains, which is just down the hill from Kendallberger Park, and so we're going to have some Scottish food over there and music and dancing. We are asking people to purchase their tickets in advance, so they can find those tickets on our website, or they can go to our Facebook page, and we have the event posted out there. You can request your tickets in advance.
So the festival is outdoors in Kendallberger Park. Are you requesting some sort of vaccination proof for the Kaylee?
We are not, but there will be posted signs for people to be safe and be smart. So, masks are recommended, but we are not going to police people for what they're doing. But we will have posted signs asking people to please be safe.
Very good. Again, you can find the schedule at KalamazooScottishFest.org. Lou Ann, great to chat with you today.
Thank you so much.